You're listening to the TSL Podcast, the podcast for the number one social co-ed touch football league in the entire universe, with your hosts, me, Joe K, Doreen, and a host of other lovely TSL celebrities we got to come on and talk to us. Let's get into the show.
That's all right.
Yeah, kind of ruined it by not having like a lead in though, so like...
Do you want to know something though? The one day I had Tim listen to this and he goes, I thought you guys were like a real professional outfit. All of a sudden, you're just like talking. And I was like, yeah, Joe kind of does that on purpose to like catch people saying stuff. Case in point, like the one podcast I just talk about butt plugs. And he was just like, what the fuck? You know?
And welcome to the TSL Podcast.
I listened to the one from last week. Like I clicked it and it was like immediately like someone was talking about camping. Yeah, I was like, wait, did I miss the beginning part or something?
No, it's more of the thing where like I hit record like a minute ago, so okay, I started talking about things, and now all of a sudden it's just rolling, so I can literally be like,
welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the TSL Podcast. As always, I am your host, Joe K, coming to you live / recorded from T Major's Grill, Bar, Dog,
just a bar. We don't
petting
throw anything
zoo,
here.
Petting Zoo.
/ Petting Zoo.
Daycare center. So children are running around, bashing off things.
You might hear some screaming today. I don't know.
And it might not be Doreen. We're not sure yet.
I tried to wrangle them all into somebody else's, you know, yard. And hey, I've locked the dog in the basement. So we'll see if I have a door by the end of this podcast.
I don't think PETA listens to this, but if they do, they'll be here.
That's fine. You can take her.
You're doing me a favor. We got a kind of a full house here today, everybody in listening land. We have pretty much all of the Blue Ballers are here. We have PJ, Dan, and Mike are here to talk about their very, very exciting game. And we have Tyson here as well from TMA / Did you just do like a little sign like we're being recorded?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody's watching you.
We have no cameras.
Well, that you know of.
So. Oh, I'm not going to let you guys know about it.
That's fine. It doesn't
Nobody's signing an NDA.
Oh, boy, that's funny. But anyway, yeah, so we're here. We're hanging out. Various Blue Ballers, we're going to start with you. Who wants to be talked to first?
I can talk.
So, Dan, you're here first. So, basically, you guys have been playing... How long have you guys been in the league? Let's go through that. Because you weren't just the Blue Ballers. You were a different team before that?
Yeah, that was before my time. I just started last session.
Perfect.
So... I knew Mike and Jesse on our team, and they asked to play. I like signed up to be a free agent last fall, I think it was, and then I didn't hear anything, and then someone did actually hit me up, and then I got asked to be on this team, so that's my second session.
Okay, so you guys don't know each other, like, prior to this? You just were, like, a random free agent, and they were like, come on?
Me and Dan actually went to college together. We used to live together in college, so
No shit.
I knew him before that, and then PJ I met through... We were on Purple Nurples the past 2 years, it was called.
Oh.
A different iteration. And then that's where I met PJ, and then we kind of... A bunch of people stopped playing, because we made this new
team. Had a recruit for the new team. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my first week was... My brother-in-law used to play on the Purple Nurples, Jake.
Okay.
So that's how I found the league.
And how long ago was that at this point? My brain doesn't work anymore.
I think it was two years ago.
Yeah.
I think it was the spring of 2 years ago.
That's awesome. So people basically skedaddled, and you're like, oh shit, we need more people, and... Whoever you seem to collect seems to work out. Like,
yeah, I mean,
you guys have been really fucking good, right?
We score 100 points and give up 99.
Could use a
little
work, probably. Yeah. You know,
we are better now than we were with the Purple Nurples. That is, that's true.
That's funny. Danny, you quarterback. Like, who does what? You guys just play all the positions.
PJ.
Normally, yeah. My brother Phil. He's normally quarterback, but. He's his daughter's 3, so he's our baseball coach, so he can't make it every week, and then I'll play quarterback. So
3-year-old baseball coach. That sounds
perfect.
Fucking fun. Rather than being superstar quarterback.
Yeah.
It's videos where you see like one kid running to like the third base and then they get redirected over to first, they fall, they decide to do a cartwheel on the way.
His daughter's playing in the sand, it's great to watch.
It gets better really fast. All of a sudden, like 1 year, they're good and they're making plays to first, and you're like, when the fuck did that happen?
How do they learn? It's unbelievable.
They look real out there.
I love it. So, all right, so who's the best player on your team? You can't pick yourself.
Ooh, that's a good
best
one.
Best player on a team.
I might have to go PJ right here.
AJ.
Quarterback and wide receiver.
Phil's
it all.
A really decisive quarterback. It's like he knows exactly. Like he's
throwing it, picking up the dog toy, running with that thing. Like, we go no huddle. So he's really commanding.
Yeah, you
no huddle the whole time.
Yeah, no huddle. Yeah. Fuck that, no huddle.
I don't disagree sometimes.
So especially if you're playing against an older team. Yeah. Like, it's a smart move.
Yeah. People on the Purple Nurples hated it, but
yeah,
you know, that's were they older and couldn't keep up?
Honestly, no. They were kind of like their age.
Yeah, yeah, they're around. They're like late 20s, but they didn't like it though.
Got to be able to think fast.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, it works.
Yeah, we don't have any plays. We just go. So.
Really? You guys aren't, you don't call plays? You're just like just backyard? Really.
Yeah, occasionally we'll like call something over real quick for just like certain routes, but for the most part, no plays, yeah.
I love it. So then tell me about like the females on your teams. Obviously, you put out the bat signal for people to show up and three dudes show up. And you haven't named a single female yet, so like...
Yeah, Kiara, PJ's girlfriend's on the team, her sister Bree, who Kiara was on the team the past few years with Purple Nurples as well. And then one of my friends, Tori, joined this year, who's been a really good addition.
Oh,
so.
No, we can't have another good Tori.
Yeah. She did most of the touchdowns last week, so she's been doing good, yeah.
More TDs.
Yeah, Tori, like, Tori. Yeah,
touchdown Tori.
I know you compared her to Aaron Hernandez. It's probably a bad comparison.
Bad comp.
Well, on field play only, yeah.
You don't know. I don't know everything she does off the field.
Sorry, Tori.
We're going to have to call her, like, T3 or something like that.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool, though.
It does. That sounds fun.
Very Terminator.
Well, she got how many touchdowns last week?
I don't know. Yeah.
I want to say she got two.
She's a big, big red zone target.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So once she gets three, we can start calling her T3.
Yeah, there we go.
So basically, nice essentially your plan is hurry up offense and then snap the ball before defense can even really understand what you're doing, because you guys don't even really know what you're doing when you hike the ball. Correct. And then all of a sudden you just, what is it? Is it like quick throws, or is it you scramble until somebody gets open?
With Phil, it's more quick throws, I think. Yeah.
I feel like you do a mix of both.
Yeah, kind of fuck it, you know, whatever.
I've never seen you quarterback. I've only seen you being shifty as fuck out there. I'm trying to tag you, and I fucking punch you in the face. And I was like,
stop punching people in the face.
I didn't even do it on purpose that time.
It gets heated between the lines, you know.
It does, yeah. Line of scrimmage.
So, obviously, winning, you know, always makes people have a better time. So, just tell me more about, like, your experience in the league. Like, do you love it? Is it, like, what you guys look forward to the whole time? Or is it just, like, something you do?
Oh, it's definitely something to look forward to. I mean, like, it's a good way to start a Saturday.
Hangover.
It definitely helps that we're really good. I think, like, we do other beer league, rec league sports, like soccer and softball, and we're really bad. So it's like refreshing to be on a good team.
This thing we're doing great at. I love it.
Like, winning, it's better than losing. What's that from?
I don't remember.
Movie.
I don't know movies. Mm. You can't answer that. I'm not a movie person. Thanks, Dorian.
I'm going to sit here and think about that.
That's
while...
Cool. All right.
Like, 10 minutes from now, you're going to hear me, like, yell out a movie name.
Ooh, Tim's here to save the day now. Yes. You can hear the truck rolling up.
This is my big, handsome husband, everybody.
He is.
Act scared and intimidated. He fucking loves it.
I love it. So last year... Your first season was last season?
2 years ago was our first season. This is our first season of this team.
Blue Ballers. Yeah. I joined this past, the last session.
Right. And you guys had a really, obviously, a really good season, but the playoffs fell short. What happened there?
Every year, some girl is out of town, Kira. She's always got a vacation.
Right on blast immediately.
It is his girlfriend, so I guess he's allowed to say it.
So this last, I told her she wanted me to come to Florida. I said, I can't. I got to dedicate it to the playoffs, so.
Yeah.
Is she going to be gone then?
No, I told her if she is, she's cut.
I appreciate
like,
that.
Cut from the relationship or from the team or both?
From the team. She might be listening to this, so I can't.
Yeah. I can't personal life out of it.
You heard it here first. PJ will be single October 14th.
Look out, other ladies. But he might also cut them, too. So like,
that's true, yeah.
All right. So thanks, guys.
Cutthroat.
Anyway, so Tyson, we'll turn to you now, as you've been waiting ever so patiently.
Yeah,
you've been in the league for a little bit now. When did you join the league? And just give me your background story. Where'd you come from?
Okay. Actually started, my girl, Erica, she worked at Akron.
She's in the background. He's pointing to her. But again, we're not recording.
It's fine. I'm going to do a lot of gestures.
Hi, Erica.
Hey.
So she worked at Akron with Nina, if you guys remember Nina.
Yep.
She sent me an invite to come join
Nina
the league.
K.
And I joined the Breakfast Club, and as you guys probably heard last or a few weeks ago, Doreen told the story how she drafted me on the team to D's Nuts.
Because I liked your name.
Thank you, thank you.
I was like, who's this guy? I don't know him, but it's got a strong name. Tyson Rogers.
Makes you think of chicken.
That's a good name.
It's like a black Captain America.
Yeah. You know, thank God I'm black, so it works out. It works out. Yeah, so I've been
complete
in league.
Complete shock to me, by the way.
Oh, is it? yeah, I've been in the league for a year and a half now, I could say. This is my third
seasons.
Session. Yep. With PWI last session, and then I'm with TMA. It's been really fun. New people, new faces, new quarterback to get used to. Ryan can sling it.
Yeah.
Ryan can sling it. But Larry's not bad either. He definitely knows how to move and sling the ball a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm having a blast with TMA.
Yeah. I know, and it's funny because I got him for the first Breakfast Club, and then after that I've tried to get him like every Breakfast Club, just because like when you find somebody that is good but also great
still
personality
unknown.
And will show up every week too, like no, not even unknown, it's for me it's showing up every week, like you already saw the dedication immediately, you already saw like he's in this, he likes the league already, he wants to be a part of it, and so I just like I'm like, I'm going on this team now. Come with me here. Okay, now I'm going over here. Come back over here. Like, I'm just like, stay with me, because I love having him on my teams.
Right. So I guess, how did it feel? Like, obviously, last session, you're on PWI. You guys win the championship, and then you get kind of like how Doreen got, where it's like, hey, we're going to D2, but you're not coming with us. Like, how did that all go down for you?
Wah,
and, like, what did it make you feel?
You know, I always look at new opportunities as, like, learning experience. Talking to Buddy, he said that, you know, I had some things to learn, and I took that with a grain of salt because, you know, you always can learn new things, and but football is always football. But I'm glad that I still get a chance to play this session because I love football. speaking about dedication, last week there was a Shakir's dog adoption, and
yes.
I literally left, and I left there to come play football. And
yep.
Erica was really mad, but you know.
I know how important that event is to
yeah,
you guys, too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, they're missing it.
So, again, football is football. I love it, and I'm just glad I get to play and keep moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cute, too. I feel like with the whole PWI thing, too, it was like I was only there for two or three sessions. I think I was only there for two. I don't know. I don't remember now. It's two or three. I can't remember. And you were there for one. So it was also like the last in, last out kind of thing. But
I mean, even with that though, the first in was like what Colorado Mike. The second one in is like Addison. They're both gone
and they're
too.
Both out.
It's like
so
they're not even PWI anymore,
sense,
really.
Yeah,
it's like Buddy and Tori, right? Like our
and even, Amanda.
Oh, Amanda's still there too.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And Brad's still there.
So basically nobody. I mean, I'm not that they're nobodies. If that's what you thought I was saying, I just mean. PWI has been the same team for a very, very long time, and then obviously there's a couple additions along the way, and then all of a sudden it's like, we're going up here, but we're...
And I think the additions, like, because of some additions, they decided to not, like, some of the people from PWI didn't want to continue with the team then,
right.
too. So they also lost people due to, like, moving things around. So, it's just like, now you got to learn different camaraderie, but I think with a quarterback like Buddy, you don't have to really worry about that. Like,
right.
He'll figure it out pretty fast.
No, he figures that probably for sure. So, like, Blue Ballers, what about you guys? I mean, obviously, we talked about you've been beating the crap out of D6, and winning the championship is probably going to be hard because of how many teams are kind of at the top there.
24 teams.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But if you don't win, do you think you'd move up?
Do you think you're going to move up to D5 anyway? Because, I mean, you're kind of just scoring easily, so it's not... At some point... It becomes too easy and therefore less challenging and therefore less fun. Do you think you'll move up regardless, or do you need to win to move up?
I'm not even sure how the moving up process works. I thought it was like if you like go to the championship or something, then they move you up. We only made the semis last year, and then
there's an asterisk on there though. We were girled down.
We did play a person down. I think we would have won. You know,
me
but
too.
It's hard to say. Like you know.
So moving up is kind of a thing. Like, if you win, we're probably moving you up. But also, if you just like obliterate the division and just beat everybody, and then something happens where you might be, I don't know, down a female in the playoffs and lose because of that, you might want to move. We might move you up anyway, just because you know it makes more sense. It makes it more competitive for everybody. Because
I think we could compete in
like the challenge.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you think about it, you guys have been playing D6, but most of D5 is like what D6 was
four sessions ago.
Because like I play on Pit Parade 2, like we were at the top of D6 for a while there, and then we moved up with Sausage McMuffins and Blitzkrieg and whoever the hell else is up there right now. I can't remember. Like I said, my brain doesn't always work. So if you guys move up and stuff, like, do you think, oh shit, it's going to be a harder challenge, and would you want to like add people, like, or rearrange the roster, or you think you can win with who you have?
I think it maybe would be a bad idea to add another person or two for more subs, but I think the core group we have is definitely solid and wouldn't really need to change at all.
Right.
Yeah, I would say I think we have a really good core group here, and yeah, a couple extra subs would be good, probably.
If Dom shows up every week.
He's always got something going on.
Something.
But it does feel good. It's kind of like, I like to run around. Yeah. So they get a lot of that with no subs.
Yeah. How many players are actually on your roster then? Because if both people are asking, or two of you are asking for subs, it can't be a ton.
Us three, Jesse, four, the three girls.
Phil.
Seven, Phil, Dom. Eight, Dom. So nine.
Yeah, so not really using the full roster there.
Yeah. No,
which, how many can you have?
15.
Yeah.
15, okay.
So yeah. You can
could probably use a few extra subs.
I mean, it's too late now because rosters are frozen, but in the future, use all the spots. If you have a friend who might show up one random week just because, like, again, if you're in the playoffs and there's no subs there, then you're just, like, you found out you get blown. Right. So if you have, like, backups just in case somebody has to go to Florida instead of worrying about not naming any names. PJ did that for me, but you know, that's just like a good thing to keep in mind, because a lot of people don't think of it that way, and then all of a sudden the unthinkable happens and it's like, oh shit, we're gonna play a playoff game with three people.
Yeah,
son of a bitch.
That's one of the first things the captains send out too. They're like, by the way, playoffs and championship week is this, like, adjust your schedules accordingly.
Right.
And I know that this year there's somebody who already made a comment to me in their notes about how, you know, they can't get anybody here because the season started, you know, midsummer and things like that. But it also is going to be kind of nice because it ends during the bye week of the Bills.
Yeah, right? Jeff did that one on purpose.
And he did that on purpose for that. And it's like between a lot of us also amending our lives around the Bills schedule as well, you know, it'll work out on the second half of the season.
Yeah, it won't be too bad about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then, what else is there?
Well, yo, cuz!
Oh, yeah, Tino's here now. What? He told me he might show up randomly. What? He was like, do you mind if I pop in? And I was like, Tino, you're you. You can always pop in. What's going on, man?
Chillin'.
So why, Tino, now that you're here, you can share a mic with me. Why were you trying to blow off the podcast today? What'd you have going on? Where are you coming from?
I was calling from work. I was just being Johnny Drama, though.
Wow. What's dramatic? Please talk. Come on.
I was just tight, man. I got tight. I just got tight after some shit on the fields and whatever. But, you know, I'm here now. You know what I'm saying?
Super drama. I got to know all about this.
No, it ain't even worth talking about.
Who do we hate?
Is it on the Giants team or is it the Mo Chicken team?
No. It ain't, no.
It's other people.
It was just, you know, just...
Is it reffing situations?
No, I don't even want to get into details.
I'm going to fucking guess the shit out of this.
There ain't no details. I'm going to talk about, like, I guess I'll kind of talk vaguely about it with my loser of the week, but...
Nice.
I just, you know, whatever. I'm just being Johnny Drama, but I'm here, you know what I'm saying?
Where's my mezcal?
There we go.
No, I got the Modelo's there.
Oh, look at you.
Tino, he texts me, he's like, do you mind if I pop in anyway? Like, Tino, you can always show up.
I know, right?
That's the thing.
Who said the Blue Ballers? What's up, fellas?
Yeah, what's up? How's it going?
Oh, man, y'all are beasts. I was hoping you guys were going to be.
Yeah, thank you.
Wait, what's your name again?
I'm Dan.
Dan, PJ.
Mike.
Tyson.
Tyson
Rogers.
She literally
called
you Black Captain
America.
Yeah,
we had a good game.
So I'll take that. Something else.
We'll have a story. Really was, bro. What you said at the table on Saturday. I caught that shit.
What is it? Why don't you just say it right now?
Oh, it's funny. Can I tell it?
Sure. I don't even remember it.
It's only because Erica's here, so I'm going to tell it. So Tyson, Black man. Dating a white girl, right? Just so in case anybody can't see.
She's a good dancer.
And then he's talking with like three of the other guys on our team, right? You got Brent, you got Rich, you got Will, three black guys, all dating or married to white women.
Mm-hmm.
So there are these four guys and me, and I'm just sitting there eating my chicken wings like a happy little drunk, and I see him lean over to Rich and go, be honest, who cooks in your house? And Rich goes, me, man, every time. And then Will's like, and Will's a personal chef, for God's sake. So Will's like, of course me. And Brent's like, no, you know. And I was like, I'm right here. I heard all of that. We don't put raisins in everything. And I just got them all cracking up because they thought I wasn't paying attention. You know?
Like, I wouldn't have thought you were paying attention.
No, I did not think she was paying attention.
I love it.
Heard that one. Let me get those in the fridge for you.
Yeah, you could keep them so they're for you.
No, yeah, I'll keep them for you for next week.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's the same.
It's all good. I know, right? I try not to drink.
Drink them? No, please. That's my gift to you.
You're my favorite. Don't tell Joe K.
I don't care. Honestly, I don't care. It's fine.
No, Joe K brought the 36 back last week, so he's actually my favorite again.
Yeah, go me.
Damn.
Speaking of that, I could use another one from that.
Yay.
While you're down there. But, shit, I forgot where I was because Tino came in and completely took me off of track, which is perfect,
told
though.
A fun story.
Don't break his balls. He's got the hat on. We go for me.
No, cuz.
What's the other thing? All right, Tyson, that was the other thing. You heard me bitch about on the podcast that we didn't have something like a QR code or something we could scan and, like, get shit moving for the league, and all of a sudden you were like, yo, I got... you sent me, like, three of them, I'm pretty sure. Yep. So, shout out to you for, like, taking that next step, but...
appreciate you.
So what made you do that? Just because you were like, I want to help?
Yeah. See, I told you I know how to pick them. Good, dedicated people of the league. Look how sweet he is.
Congratulations, Doreen.
It's all about me. I just wanted to bring it back to me.
Oh, okay.
It's always about her. But,
please, don't let her distract you anymore.
Yeah, so I've been listening to the podcast for at least almost a year now. So just seeing how you, Doreen, Garrett, Jeff, how you guys do all this stuff for top. So, like, I felt like that was kind of something necessary because, like, it should be known to other people and around Buffalo, Western New York slash. So, I took the time. Erica helped me with it. And, whatever benefits Topper.
Did you tell her the part where we're going to make her do the other things we talked about?
I talked about it a little bit, but I figured we're going to talk about it in the podcast.
We'll get it. We'll get it a little bit. We'll make her a winner of the week just because she's doing shit for us. So I guess this is an interesting thing. So, like, when you were, you've only been in the league for a year or whatever. How did you find out about, like, the podcast and all of the things? Like, who told you about it?
Doreen.
Yay!
God damn, well, that doesn't count.
No, I
brought it back to me again.
Well, I didn't mean it in that way, but of course it did. I guess that tracks. That's on me.
Fine. Yeah, I remember the story. We were all, like, chilling at the bar, and she's like, oh, yeah, I have to do a podcast tomorrow. I was like, oh, you have a podcast? And she was like, yeah, you got to listen to it. And she showed us the podcast. And
as a good captain would, I would send the link out to my team, like most captains should. Which one's the captain? Are you sending it out?
This one I will.
Okay. Oh, this
one. Well, you beat me to the jump there. So, like, I want to see the difference is, like, you knew about it, et cetera. Now, like, did you guys even know this existed?
Yeah, I did know it existed, yeah.
Okay. Phil is a weekly listener, so.
Oh, okay.
The normal quarterback.
Oh, that's right. So. I think he messaged Jeff last season to come on, but he was like, we got the email after we had already recorded, and then.
No, yet. He wants to come on, but he's old, so he's got.
How old is he?
35, but he's.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's like fucking baby face motherfucker.
He's like 60 at heart, so.
No, okay. Well, that's different. I understand. But, all right, so that's cool. At least he's doing his part.
Yeah.
But that's still pretty neat. Let's. Fuck, we're already at 20 minutes, so we should probably get into the games and whatever. Tyson, I'm going to make you read the scores.
Oh, lovely.
Go ahead
and
do it. What happened at 10 o'clock?
At 10, we got Frodo Swags, 37, Free Ballers, 29, Wanderers, 46, to D Generation X, Y, and Z, 24, Powerful Girls, 26, to Come From Behind, 6, Witch Creed, 34, to Stir the Sauce, 20, International Clowning, 34, to Punk Bunnies, 0.
Puck Bunnies. Tino, you had something to say about the Puck Bunnies, so why don't you give me... I don't have to read in my Tino voice. I got actual Tino for this stuff.
I ref the game. I mean, all there really is to say is that the Puck Bunnies got slapped like a puck on the boards on that end around.
Yeah.
Like when you're coming in on the offense. You want to get the puck in the offensive zone, and you can't take it in. You can't skate it in, so you got to slap it in.
Sent around.
Yeah, so that's how they got slapped.
It went really poorly for them, so... Like, how many people, how many ladies did they have
were
on the team?
Were they short?
Oh, you know what? They were short. They were short, yeah. Tori. But I even still, like, I don't think that was the problem. I don't know. Like, last week, the play calling seemed a little better. They struggled to get, like, I'm counting them down every time. So I don't know if these guys get quicker with the play calling. I don't know what it is, but whatever. They just had an off day. But I don't want to speak so poorly about the Puck Bunnies.
Yeah, we all love them.
They're nice ladies.
I love that.
They're nice ladies.
Intentional clowning, 134-0. We're like, let's talk about the girls' team that got beat up. Anyway, moving on. Blitzkrieg 34, Stir the Sauce 20. Just shout out to Blitzkrieg for just doing Blitzkrieg shit. That doesn't really surprise me at this game. Doreen, which games did you have notes on? I forgot at this point.
Nothing much. I mean, come from behind. Molly was just letting me know that they've had a really hard time getting people to show up, and they've had a short roster like every week. And a lot of that had to do with, you know, starting like in the middle of summer and people were on vacations. And so
that's, so what was their excuse now?
I know, right? But they're saying basically it's their excuse still right now because they've been short because everything started already.
But I mean, they lost to the Powerpuff Girls, which pretty much everybody does, 26-6. However, they held them to only 26 points. So even for people not showing up and they still kind of played really, really good defense against them, I mean, if people do show up and they can actually, you know, score some points along the way, that might be something to pay attention to. Maybe Powerpuff Girls can be defeated. Wanderers 46, DXYZ 24. Not much to really talk about here. Wanderers just did Wanderer shit. That's about it on that end. And did you have something on Frodo and Free Ballers? I can't remember.
I'm so confused because here I think it was I asked Jeff Kroll for his notes, and he was like, he started talking about the Free Ballers, and so I think it was just because he was there watching it, but he said Free Ballers have a new QB named Paul Rath. He's going to be good someday. Good arm, accuracy, mobility. Needs just a little bit more co-ed games under his belt. Ooh, that means he don't throw to girls. Ooh. We hate him now. No, I'm
I don't kidding. Know if that's what that means.
I know. I like to interpret it my way.
Okay. I think that says more about you than Paul Rath.
Of course it does. I think I care. He threw a bunch of picks in his game against Frodo, but then cleaned it up and didn't throw any against Sticky.
And they still only lost by 8, so that's something to think about.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
It was cute, though. I talked to Garrett, and Garrett was like, he was just more excited to talk about, like, the cornhole tournament.
Oh, I know. That's.
I was like, no, it's not the game.
I'm sure we'll get into that too, in a minute, too. All right, that's cool at 10 o'clock. Let's move on to 11.
Oh, that was fast.
I know. We did it pretty good there.
Yeah. Good job, everyone. Stick to it.
At 11, we got Sticky Bandits 46, Free Ballers 20, The Malones 39, to Gray Hair Don't Care 29. I feel like what a snap. Bullet Club 46, Cunning Stunts 43, Wander 32, Pride Squad 30, Stir the Sauce 24, Mo Chicken 23.
Okay, I actually played on the practice squad against Wanderers. Okay. So I forgot to tell you about that.
Yeah, they did forget to tell me. Yeah. So why don't you tell me about how the game went then?
Oh, we lost. You
too, so you I can did. Pop in. We lost? That's your fucking dynamite exclusive there? All right.
Yeah. No, actually, it was a good game, though. It was pretty close, and it was one of those games where, you know, it felt like they had a couple of drops that normally I don't usually see out of...
Was it Sale?
No. Damn it. I'm not saying on
the practice squad.
Practice squad, yeah. Which I'm like, usually I never see that with them, you know. But I'm just gonna put a plug in here for Renee too. I mean, everybody.
Which plug? Because earlier the way we opened, I don't know.
The only plugs that matter.
All right, butt plug for Renee.
Golden butt plug goes to Renee because
it should be a weekly award.
We're adding a new thing to the end of
the golden butt plug. It's not a bad thing.
Well, like, I think a lot of people don't know, and we've talked about it before, how she helps with the fields and everything, her landscaping company. Yep. So she was, like, going through and telling me, like, I want to do this, but I can't do this because of this, you know.
Like, what? What does she want to do?
Well, because there's no irrigation and stuff there. She wants to, like, completely, like, roll top it, basically, and aerate it. And yeah, so, but she's, like, it's so compacted, too. It's, like, there's really nothing that's going to grow on that, but... what was I saying?
Oh, can she level the fields? That'd be sweet.
She's tried. I mean, she works at getting some of it.
It's impossible.
It is very tough.
Without hundreds of thousands.
Especially like I think what is it, field 3 or 4 where it's like a it goes like uphill.
Yeah, but you flip it halftime, so you're only going uphill halftime.
We always make the joke where we're like, we'll go uphill on the first half.
It didn't used to be like that.
It wasn't that
over time it's just gotten worse.
Erosion.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Son of a bitch.
What else?
Oh, did the Wanderers win at the end of the game?
They won kind of at the end. And oh yeah, you reffed it.
I did.
There you go. You probably remember more than I do.
what was his name? Lenny? Lenny made some good catches. Two very important catches.
Yeah.
Yeah, B missed that short girl. I don't know her
Misty.
Name.
Misty.
Misty,
like
three,
twice.
Yeah,
two maybe
or
three
times.
Yeah.
And they were like...
But it was like so
it was
close.
So close.
Like, I almost don't even want to put that on B,
no.
But... I also don't want to put it on Misty either, so
no.
I'm going to put the wind.
B, clean it up.
The wind yes. Took it a little.
I'll put it on B. B, clean it up. You know you're better than that.
He's probably still fuming about it.
Nah, he's still mad about the Jets losing.
Renee's such a good, like, communicator, too. That's another thing. Like, she was very good about, like, staying on the field and basically, like, telling people where they should be. And, oh, man, she would, like, call things. And then if somebody hadn't done it, she's like, that's why I told you to go here, you know. So
right. People
listen to Renee when you're playing on practice.
She's very scary, so make sure you do that.
It was really back and forth. And on the last play where practice squad could have scored, B threw out to his cousin. And Frank's brother just made a play on it and just broke it up. And that's how they lost at the end.
Yeah.
Hey, at least they got there, though.
It's pretty close.
Malone's 39, gray hair, don't care, 29. The Malones continue just dominating D2. I don't know what it is, but they are clicking properly, and that means D2 might be in trouble. Doreen, you had notes on Sticky Bandits 46, Freeballers 20?
Yes. Sticky Freeballers game wasn't very close because their QB was inexperienced and their best player arrived very late. Mike Thomas did his usual great job of spreading the ball around. Every sticky player had at least one touchdown or... What's an XP?
Extra point.
Thanks.
Hey.
I was like thinking it was interception. I was like, why wouldn't he write INT there? Hi.
Jesus Christ.
And then, oh, no, then it goes into a different game. So
oh, cool. All righty then, moving on. Stir the Sauce 24.
Extra point.
Mo Chicken 23. Tino, what happened, bro?
This was a good one, dude.
I know, you guys were in this one.
Yeah, I know, about time.
You fucked it up. What happened?
We got a new playbook and it's
wait,
working.
Do you actually have a playbook? Like a book?
A wristband.
Nice.
But the original one was kind of so-so. The new one's getting better. I think the newest one will be even better. But it was a quick good game, man. Shout out the dude with the headband.
Right,
I stir the sauce. You know what I'm talking about?
No, but I'm just saying headband dude.
Headband dude, man. You were a solid player because he was hitting.
It wasn't the tallest fuck.
I was
dude,
like,
right?
Was
no,
like,
it was not Wrestler Dan.
All right, let's make sure you knew
no,
Wrestler Dan.
No,
I was going to drop that.
Wrestler
on.
Dan. No, he had a good one. Just fucking. It was over me.
Wow. You lost a jump ball to Wrestler Dan? He's only got a foot and a half on you.
I know, dude. And my sciatic's been bothering me. So I don't have a fucking. I literally get it, bro. I have scoliosis. I'm not lying to you.
I didn't say you were lying, man. I just wasn't ready for you to say it. That's different.
But,
poor cuts.
Yeah, whatever. That ended up being a big play. They won by one. So good. But no, he did not. It wasn't him that was the biggest factor. Wrestler Dan, I'd say their dude with the headband, man, because he was just hitting us with these deep routes, bro, and whatever. So we was in it, da da da, and my man Nick, aka Sweetie Boy, because he's like the nicest guy in the world, so we call him Sweetie.
It's a good nickname.
It's a great nickname. Sweetie had a fucking great pick, bro. They were starting deep in their zone. It was like 2 minutes left, and Sweetie, boom, he picked that shit. He brought it to the one. And then we just couldn't. We were trying to get the girl touchdown because we were down what, 7, I think. We just couldn't get it, so we finally took the 6 with the guy. And dude, that was a dramatic 2-point conversion try. You know what I'm saying? Just a lot of scrambling, da da da. And what are you gonna do? They beat us by one. But I mean, I'll take the L like that. And it was way better than getting your fucking ass whipped like the past couple of weeks. So, good job, Sir the Sauce, man. Good game.
All right. And then Bullet Club 46, Cunning Sense 43. I was concerned going into this game because, well, I wasn't going to be there because I had shit going on. And then my quarterback wasn't going to be there because he had shit going on. And then our scumbag backup quarterback, John Langley.
I know who that was.
It's all right. Leave Langley alone. Don't forget he's a Raven fan. He's having a bad day.
That makes him an even bigger scumbag now.
Yeah.
It does. But I feel like you knew that. Anyway.
It's always a surprise to
me. Long story short, we didn't have a fucking quarterback, and we tried to find one, and nobody could really do it. And I was like, well, this is going to be a bummer. And it got to the point where people were like, well, if we just have to forfeit. And I was like, we don't fucking forfeit. Like, I don't care about that. We have enough people to play. Everybody needs to stop being, like, babies. Like, I don't really want to throw. So shout out to Nick Buchek, who just said, fuck it, I'll throw. Like, whatever. And he threw really, really well, obviously. We scored 46 points.
Wow.
He looked great out there.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing. So it was a Christmas miracle. But he played really well. I think he was kind of taken aback by how well things went. And I don't know, the stunts scored late, but we came back down. And luckily, speaking of height advantages, like, we have George jumping over some of the girls there. And that's kind of a big win for us.
Every time I turned around, George was making like a great catch.
Yeah, George had a really good game. Yeah. So we scored pretty late. We scored too early, so they had a chance to come back down to maybe tie it, but it just didn't work out in their favor, which is cool. So we'll take a big unexpected, holy shit, can we move the game? Can we do this? Can we do this? Type win. And it's like, this is why you just play the games. Cool stuff like this happens. So I was really excited. I hated that I had to miss it because I would have loved to see Nick throw in there, but whatever. It was still really cool. Let's move on to the 12 o'clock game.
12 o'clock, we got Legends 43, Unit HaHa 16. Jabronis 44 to Can't Touch This 38, International Lightning Falcons 34 to Buffalo Vice 30, Balls Deep 36 to Pitt Hardy.
Bitter Raid, don't worry about it.
Why can't anybody say that?
Because it's the stupidest fucking thing in the world.
But every week we get a Harade. I'm like, I love that.
That's how they say it in Peru. You're good.
Irish Giants 24-3, Tellys 14.
All right. Legends 43, Unit HaHa 16. These two teams have met before earlier in the season, if I do recall. Legends kind of dunked on them then. Unit HaHa still a newer team, still figuring things out together, even though they just jumped straight into D1. There's a few former D1 players on the team, but obviously there's still some gelling that needs to be done, apparently.
Who's on Unit HaHa?
It's like Amber and her boyfriend, and then
Zach.
And then his brother is Matt Glowacki, who used to play quarterback in D1 many moons ago. So, like, okay, they have a D1 quarterback, which is cool. But
so that's why they got thrown into one?
I think they were going to do that regardless, just because I think they have other talented people. But I think it's just a matter of getting everything to work together. So, yeah. I mean, again, the Legends have been, they're a well-oiled machine at this point. Like, what are you going to do? So it's a bad example to judge this score as opposed to, like, the other ones.
I just love how we always never talk about Legends. Like, we always just talk about who they play.
What is there to really talk about? I mean, cool, you put together a super team, you won your championships, you changed your name a couple times, and whatever, we move on from it. Like,
pretty much all assholes,
hey,
too.
No, stop it.
I love them, and they freaking know it.
I'm just fucking around. So, yeah, I mean, there's not much else to say about them. They just keep doing what they're supposed to. It's more fun to talk about them when they lose, you know?
Yeah.
Jabronis 44, Can't Touch This 38. That's kind of awesome.
Love this. Love seeing them just light up.
Yeah, the Jabronis have really been doing well. I was talking last week at the bar with Joe Miano and Eric Kleckler, and they were telling me how they got some, you know, new players on the team that have just been fucking awesome. So they're still like figuring things out, and they're already like beating, you know, the best teams in the division. So Jabronis might be like the pick to win it all. It'll be interesting to see them when they play the Malones, whenever the hell that is. But Can't Touch This, I think they're like, they just keep losing. This is a bad year for them. I don't know.
And they have
the
same people.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because it's like, remember when they were supposed to come to the podcast and didn't? Maybe that's like the curse there.
Oh, they got jinxed.
Yeah, so maybe that's on them.
This is
so,
the only way they'll get.
Just saying, they got to probably come on the show and things will turn around for them.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're still putting up a lot of points. It's not like they're getting like smoked or anything.
No, that's true. No, they're only by a little bit.
Yeah.
It's one of those seasons where like four plays, they could be undefeated still. Like, what are you going to do?
ILF.
Yeah, go ahead. You can talk about ILF 34, Buffalo Vice 30. Quite the barn burner.
Yeah. Let me see which one this is. Okay, ILF versus Buffalo Vice. Kisak wanted to point out that the referees were 15 minutes late to this game.
Did he name the referees?
He did not, but I believe that one of them couldn't make it. So they had to find a replacement.
Okay.
Let's see, 15 minutes late. Vice scored two huge touchdowns to girls, and you know, girls, like, all I think of is, who's that awesome girl on Vice?
Kayla Mason.
I was like, it's probably Kayla. And routinely marched the ball downfield. Just had some difficulty punching the ball in. Molly, she had a big game for ILF in her return to the TSL after giving birth to her child, Nico. Excellent coverage, strong hands, catching the ball, very positive. So.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Irish Giants 24, three tutties, 14. Tino.
Yo.
This is your squad.
Yo.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
We just took care of business, bro, especially on defense. Business. I honestly don't like that song.
It's even better when I sing it.
It really is. No, we just did our thing, man. Ryan Kane's a beast, our quarterback, with play calling.
I love Ryan.
He's a great
Such
guy.
Such a nice guy.
He is a wonderful soul.
It's not like that quarterback on Blue Ball.
No, that fucking dude.
Fuck you, Phil.
That old guy.
With that hat. But no, nah, man, Ryan Kane, he's be drawing up good plays, and we had a new cat, Trey. So Trey Day all day, man. I remember he had a big interception, and I don't know, like we just did our thing, man. Especially on defense, and that wasn't really much to say with this one. It was cool. We got the dub. It was our first game of a doubleheader. So
yeah. I do have to say, too, Tutties had a lot of drops. Like I know, like
three Tutties. Don't say two Tutties.
Oh, sorry, three Tutties.
Get your Tutties correct.
Oh, it's like between the Tutties and the balls and the stickies. I just
too much. Sticky teddy balls.
Yeah. I just can't
sticky
take
teddy
it.
Balls.
Everybody come up with new names. You're going to be like 1 through 26 at this point. So, what was I saying?
I don't know.
You distract me and I'm like a
You distracted yourself to be fair.
Drops. Thank you, Tyson.
You're welcome. See? That's why you're here, man.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to keep me.
Thanks, Kat.
You got your Halloween outfit now for the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, like cuz Corey, aka Striker, he will like put it on himself so much. And he'll be like, oh, I got to do that. I got to get that. And I was like, it hit, like, some of his players, like, right in the hands. And, like, some of them, it was, like, a little high or a little bit outside, and it was, like, exactly where it should have been. And all you have to do is jump about 2.5 inches, and you would have caught that ball. So I feel like the receivers have to put in a little effort for him. They got a little more effort to get to the ball.
Fair enough.
He threw some good. He threw some good passes. Mm-hmm. He was hitting the outsides well. He hit a couple deep ones. Nice. Yeah, he was doing his thing. You're doing your thing, Corey.
Yeah.
I want to see the picture. Jenna told me there's a picture of. I caught an extra point, and then she like fell on me, and she said someone got a picture of that. I want to see that.
Yeah.
Somebody somewhere has this picture.
We're gonna be photoshopping the hell out of that one.
Might not even have to. And then lastly, Ball's deep 36, Pitter 8-10. I actually showed up to this one at halftime. After just not wanting to miss all of the day at football. But when I showed up, it was 10-8 at half, and I was pleasantly surprised that we were keeping balls deep, like, at bay, essentially. I mean, they've been putting up 40, 50 points every week in D5. Like, they had missed a step from demolishing TMA in the championship game this season. But jokes aside, like, we were playing really well, and they started with the ball in the second half. They came down, they scored, and then we got down the field, and then I don't know how Orzo overthrows Quentin because he's like 6'11", but just a little high, and it went off his fingers. They got a pick, went the other way, scored another gender touchdown. After that, it was kind of a wrap. We went down. We had a play in the back of the end zone that should have been a gender touchdown, but she stepped out just as she caught it. Stupid stuff like that. We kept getting down the field, but we couldn't punch it in, so... We lost again, but that's okay because it was another week of like good progress. Like people are getting more on the same page, and it's like, all right, now if a couple of things are actually going our way, we look better than we actually look. So we'll see where we get with that.
Is Sosa still on the squad, dude?
Nah, man. Really? I mean, he's so good, but he keeps having to work, and he didn't make it like the last two seasons. And it's like, you know, when we're playing, and I give you the schedule ahead of time, but.
Tell myself what's up.
He got that. Well, I mean, he's listening. No, he's not. But.
I was gonna say, really?
Nah. Shout out time.
Fuck no. But he's great. I love that kid. But I mean, he just can't. Like, he works for the casino, so he kind of.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like you have to be there, and they don't really.
Was he blackjack dealer?
Probably, maybe. I don't actually know.
He seems like a blackjack dealer.
Maybe. What does that mean specifically? You know?
I could just if he's working at the casino, I could see him being a blackjack dealer. I know I got a buddy of mine that's a blackjack dealer, and I'm like, I could see Salsa being a blackjack dealer.
Probably right. But also, he does coach softball for his kids, and he's a tremendous baseball player too, softball player. So,
oh, is he?
Yeah. So
was he shortstop?
He deep.
Well, the last of course like,
he
so is. Sorry,
you know damn well he is, but. Yeah, so I mean, I know he's got travel tournaments and shit too. So
oh, he does. All right, cool. Yeah, my man Sosa, that's cool, man.
What happened at 1 o'clock, Tyson?
Flying balls 37, select 20, not so sticky 33 to Sausage McMuffins 16, the Chargers 49 to 3 Tutties 6, Blue Ballers 39 to Irish Giants 37, Legends 21 and Frodo Swaggins 0 forfeit.
Yeah, I don't know why Frodo forfeit. I just saw it when I was. Doing the scores, so I was just gonna. I just wanted to point it out there to say that Garrett quit. All right, Blue Ballers, you guys been here just to talk about this tremendous game, and now your opponent, Tino, is here unexpectedly, which is even more fun. Guys, the floor is yours. Tell me about this game here. Tino, let them have it.
No, they're looking at me. No.
Do we let you explain the meltdown first?
It was the game of the year, so we're calling it.
Of all games for you guys to be here, I'm glad it was this one, man. This was a great game. No, you guys go ahead.
Who had a meltdown? Was it you?
No, not at all.
Is that why you didn't want to be here and all that shit you talked when you got here? You hate these guys?
No, man. Listen, man, if I'm going to take an L, especially a game like that, I'm happy to be to these fellas. I like these guys a lot, man. It's your floor. Go ahead.
Nice, yeah.
Come on, somebody take the lead.
We were down 28-1 going into the last play of the first half. And then PJ called a timeout, which I didn't agree with at the time, but ended up working out.
Especially Kira.
We got a Hail Mary to end the half.
She'll be in Florida. It's fine.
Exactly.
Just got it.
But yeah, we were down 28-1 before the last play of the first half. Got the Hail Mary, which definitely helped us. And then pretty much from there, just kept scoring every drive and eventually got a touchdown with probably like a minute left?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and then end up pulling off the comeback.
That's disgusting. I love every second of that. So I love. So you got the one, which means you got the pick one, which is beautiful.
We've had
I think two games total that we've actually had the score ended in one. It was like something to one. So
I thought it was headed that way for a while.
So what happened on the Hail Mary? Who made the play? Shout him out.
That was Jesse. He's not here, but shout out Jesse. PJ with a great throw, put it right on him, and he was just there in the back of the end zone for it, wide open.
Tino, how did you let it happen?
I was covering Dan.
All right, fair enough.
Dan had the front line, and I had to respect it. And PJ threw it over us, and
put in God's hands.
That was it. Yeah, I guess he did.
Where'd you throw it from?
Midfield.
It was midfield. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Didn't see him. I literally just threw it up.
Did you get the conversion?
Really? Because it was like
we
right
did get the conversion.
It was right there.
Yeah.
Everything worked out. The time management was well, and second half. We stopped them.
The last two times. I don't think we got to stop before it. The two
we didn't stop it the whole time. And then we stopped them with like a few minutes left. Scored with a minute left.
It was like Tom Brady.
And then they went down 7 seconds left, last play of the game. We stopped them.
So you guys scored with how much time left to take the lead?
Like, probably around a minute.
The rush, let's try to get right at the end zone thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They almost they had a chance in the end zone, fortunately. Down, yeah.
CeeDee Lamb showed up with the drive.
No.
Yeah.
That guy was good.
He was really good.
He cooked us the whole time.
I'm not telling who dropped him.
He cooked us the whole game.
Well, now they're telling you who dropped it. But.
He torched us the whole game, and then
Kira had a big sack.
Ball bounced our way.
Kira had a big sack. Brianna had the game-winning touchdown. Everyone played great. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the biggest comeback that we know of. So
yeah,
we'll take it. We'll take
comebacks.
It.
Syracuse.
Yeah, the
Bills.
Yeah,
Tino's been
it's
on
a good
the
weekend for
been
it.
On the wrong side of this weekend.
Sorry, I don't do this all good, bro. I have fun.
You were talking shit last with Dog Pound. You know, he had to end your team there, and beat you.
Yeah, I know. You guys slapped us around. Yeah, that was it.
We were a girl down that week too. So.
I know. Yeah, yeah. That wasn't even close.
We
I
were very frustrated with that team, though. So
that
I feel
team,
like
that Dog Pound team sucked. So fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, that, I can't even give you guys a lot of props because you beat some fucking bumps.
They're your fucking friends and family, bro.
Fucking A, they didn't show up on the field, man.
Stunats.
Yeah, they are. They were exactly. They were playing like some stunats, and I was fucking chasing PJ as hard as I could, bro. You know what I mean? But it was of no avail. But that was last season. No, this game. Yeah, man. I mean, well, they do their no huddle thing, bro. So it's just they just kept coming. Da 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 da. And I don't know what you gonna do, man. You know what I'm saying? You win some, you lose some.
Caught him offsides a few. So
yeah, I was like PJ had the plan of getting him offsides.
Aaron Rodgers.
He did get him a few times.
Did he? I don't even remember.
Yeah, which didn't go in our favor.
No,
it can be kind of tiring a little bit, but it's. I'm talking about the second half.
I think I know why you guys request more subs now. It's because you're doing wind sprints the entire game.
Oh, dude, all game they go no huddle, but it works. Like I like the strategy. It's good.
It's worse with Phil. With Phil, not stop.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
Who's the girl that you always have snapping?
Kira,
every game, and I said it to my team beforehand, and shame on me because I had the middle, but I was like they always dump it to this girl in the middle, but it was nice the way you guys did it. I mean, I don't want to give away your secrets, but fuck, I'm already talking. Like, they got,
still the enemy, man. Like,
trips going. They got trips going. So, like, I got to watch Dan and Jesse coming deep. So, I have to, because he's gonna otherwise going to hit these cats. And then, boom, she just pops up in the middle, and it's just like, fuck, man.
It's 5 yards every time. She doesn't go any farther.
But but it's a solid chunk. It's a solid chunk, because even when we get one breakup on you guys, you make it count for those other five plays. So, like, I just respect you guys, bro. And I just, next time I play you guys, I got to do better on defense or whoever, my defense as a whole. But I don't mind. What were you going to say?
Keep you on your toes with the run a little bit. So.
And you throw and he mixes in the run. Yeah, because they like to do the end of rounds. PJ's fast as a motherfucker. So, like, they got a nice little rhythm going right now, man. I fucks with the blue ballers, bro. I ain't got no shame I took an L to these cats. Like, we took it down to the last play of the game, you know? Like, we didn't catch it. It's whatever, man. Like, at the end of the day, bro, that was a competitive game. That was fun. That's what this league is about, man. That was some good shit.
Blue Baller, you guys lost a game, right? Who did you lose to?
The Flying Balls week one. I will say.
So many balls.
The only two players from our roster were there were me and Phil.
Yeah, we did have quite a few.
We scored 50, but we lost by 10.
Yeah, I think Jesse, Mike, me,
Kira, Tori. Brianna, Tori, everybody was gone.
So it wasn't the team, but.
No.
But I mean, the Flying Balls seem like they're really good. So yeah.
I will say,
I saw them playing on the other field last week. Maybe yeah. It's pretty good.
Whatever our championship odds are, I would take them if we could. Get some lines on it.
There's them, and do you guys play the Chargers? I know that you don't get to play everybody with the 12.
No, we play them this week.
The Chargers. You play them this week?
Ooh, yeah, good matchup.
That's cool. Ooh, I
want to
watch that.
Sunday
night football.
What
time is that?
Fuck them.
Is that a good
maybe? They're first.
It's 12 or 1, I think. Right.
Yeah, we play at 2, I think.
Yo, that's a big too.
I think they might have come from Game On, some of them people. Okay, because I noticed two of my cousins, and these are like distant cousins, but fucking two of my cousins are on that team, dude. I was like, oh shit. I saw my cousin Carl make a pick. It was cool. I don't even know if they listen to the podcast.
This is what I love about hanging out with Italians, because everybody's your fucking
brother. Yo, I really do like that. So, yeah, Taylor and Carl, if you even know this, is this. Hey, cuz, how you doing?
I love every second.
Like, actual cuz.
You're not right.
Yes, real cuz.
But speaking of the Chargers, they played the three tutties. They won 49-6. They just obliterated them. Corey gave me notes real quick. I know, Tyson, you said you ref the game too, so you'll get to say more, because all Corey could say is, three tuds Chargers is exactly what you think it would be. They're good, and you can't make one mistake or you're throwing interception or six.
No.
Tyson, why don't you expand on that for good old Corey?
I love Corey. Corey's my guy. But,
same.
Oh, boy, that was a tough one to watch. yeah. It was just misses. He would just try to put it in spots, and I talked to him afterwards. He said his arm was a little bit shot for throwing for the first game, but he was just trying to put it in spots that wasn't supposed to be there. So, and I don't know. The Chargers, they're very sneaky, athletic. Like, they just, lack of better word, troll the whole time. They were just kind of just not baiting him, but just kind of waiting for him to pick a side, and then trying to just attack it. But they had some real studs on that side. I don't know none of their names besides the captain, Miles. But, Miles maybe had, like, one catch, but, like, he kind of pulled the defense so his other people can actually catch the ball, and they just scored.
It's like 6-6.
Miles is sweet. He was going to come on the show, too. But
yeah, he said maybe next week. He's got stuff going on tonight.
Well, good. Now we can talk about his loss to the Blue Ballers. Sorry to interrupt you guys. Good luck with that. Anyway.
No Baltimore material?
No. I didn't mean it. It's me.
Fuck the Blue Ballers by a million.
There you go. A million. That'd be really hard to score, but good luck to you. Let's see. Doreen.
Hi.
You say you have notes on Flying Balls 37, Select 20.
I have that one, and I have the Not So Sticky.
I know.
Can I do the Not So Sticky first?
You do whatever you want, I guess.
Thanks, only because it's
Fielder's choice.
I actually have two notes on that. From Jeff Kroll, Not So Sticky game. Jeff wants to admit how he dropped a wide open INT. That means interception, no. Guys, just so you know.
There you go. Duly noted. Dropped
a wide open INT to start the game. Brutal. It's like you can just hear him saying that, you know. Jeff did pick one off later, third in three games since surgery comeback. But Evan Briggs was the star of the game. Catches left and right. Great defense. And then Mike Thomas what he had to say on the not-so-sticky game. I realized after the fact, by the way, that he also had notes on the other sticky game.
It's okay. It doesn't matter
anymore. Not-so-sticky, Mike Thomas. Everybody loves Mike Thomas. We got out to an early lead and mostly had control of the game, but Sausage McMuffins kept it competitive. I don't think they had their regular QB. Ricky's improving at QB and played well. Zach and Evan had several nice catches downfield. Jeff Kroll played phenomenal defense with one INT and got his hands on several others. Isn't that nice? He says got his hands on several others instead of dropped a wide open one. Brutal. Alex Buchlis impressed his son with an amazing catch out of bounds, but the kid didn't care. Newcomer to the league, Raina's friend Steph caught her first touchdown. Raina had some nice underneath catches that Ricky threw to her underhand for some unknown reason. It's probably a shoulder hurt or something. Rachel brought on a ferocious pass rush. One of their girls, younger looking and tall, had a nice one-handed catch in the end zone. I brought shame and disreputation to myself by swatting the ball out of a girl's hands in the end zone. And the biggest win of the day, pretty much our whole team went to the bar afterwards. That is a big win right there.
Nice.
Love those notes. Way to go, Mike Thomas. You're the best.
Thanks, Mike Thomas, for everything.
The whole sticky crew should do, like,
a sticky little Olympics.
They should do like a video where it's like a spoof on Everybody Loves Raymond, but it's Everybody Loves Mike Thomas.
Oh my gosh. They should do. You can't even say his name.
Without saying I love Mike Thomas, right? They should make like a little like 2-minute video, you know what I mean? Like they all play their different characters.
So sweet.
And then Mike Thomas just ends up being the guy in the end.
Not wrong.
Spoiler alert.
Flying Balls 37, Select 20. Doreen, now talk about this game.
Yeah, so for the notes, Sincere, their quarterback, said, so first off, the Flying Balls, got to give them props for being a new team, and they're very respectful, nothing rude. They play hard and fast, and it was great playing against them. Very fun game. We started the game with the ball. His dad, Mark Harsey, threw Sin a deep ball down the field. And he had everyone beat, and he pulled a CeeDee Lamb and dropped the ball. TT was able to get a pick this game, but still no touchdown, unfortunately. So the bike remains unsane. But she did say she was saving it for week 5 versus TMA because she wants to score on Doreen. That fucking bitch. Dad was able to haul in. Daddy Harsey was able to haul in 2 touchdowns. He had a great game himself, played really well. Matt, the same, dropped a few but played well. Missy and Shannon were doing great too. Nick was able to snag a beautiful toe tap sideline touchdown late for us, but ultimately we couldn't pull it off defensive-wise. They struggled a lot. Miscommunication, that's okay. We're working on things every week. Offense is getting better too. But overall, fun day, great game, and now week 5 versus TMA. Missy said she's super excited to play her sister. And, of course, we are all excited to play you guys. Should be a great game, but sadly, you guys got to go down. Oh, you motherfucker. I got to proofread these things before I...
You kind of just read whatever they put in front of you.
That's I know,
you're
right?
Basically Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself,
I'm Ron Burgundy.
That's so funny. Need
Sin.
2 o'clock?
2 o'clock. Can't touch this 34. Passing was intoxicated, 22. Puckett, All-Stars, 34. Cobblestone, 12. Two Tutties, 26. Ready to Retire, 23. TMA, 42. Sticky Laces, 27. Flying Balls, 52. And Raw Milkers, 18.
Yeah, Flying Balls, 52. Raw Milkers, 18. I think the Raw Milkers are like 1-6 at this point. It feels like they played their whole schedule already, 1-5, whatever. But Flying Balls are really, really good. So, I mean, this isn't really like a surprise there. Puckett. The All-Stars are back. They're up 34-12 over Cobblestone, who's still figuring out how things work, I guess.
Daryl wasn't even there, so they had no.
Oh, well, that explains everything. That's
and there, I think they only had one girl, too, because I was playing for TMA, so I couldn't play. And,
oh, sure.
Yeah, so I don't know who even.
Wait, are you normally on Cobblestone? Is that a thing?
I am now. Garrett talked me into it.
I'm sorry, because you made that face.
Yeah, it's just, like, I like being on two teams. And
sure, why not? You're going to be there.
I know. And, it sounds snotty, but I'm like, I really want to be in D4, D5 because they're the only two that I haven't won a championship in.
So that's not science. It makes sense. It's calculated. So
I want to collect all six before I can finally retire.
Yeah, I think you're dying.
And
first.
I'm 82.
Seensies, though. Two tutties, 26, ready to retire, 23. Corey Reed did give me actual notes on this game, probably because it's the one he won and didn't throw multiple interceptions in. But he says that the two tuds started off hot, going up 26-0 and then 26-7 to end the first half. Ready to retire made it close and stopped us on a few big red zone stands. Shout out to them for getting back into the game. And he said, Key was our MVP. She had a touchdown and a pick. So basically they went up 26-0 and either just thought they were going to win and just kind of cruised, and then all of a sudden almost, you know, fucked themselves, which can happen here. But they held on for the win, so shout out to the two tutties who haven't lost yet in D5. So that's, things seem to be going well for
D4,
them.
D4.
D4? Oh, Jesus, you're right. My bad. Thank you, Tino. This is why you got to be here, and you can't tell me, like, no, bro, I can't make it. And then you try and give me a fucking audio message, like, I'm going to read that.
I thought he wanted to give you the cliff notes.
No, I need you, if you're going to not be here, you got to type stuff out so I can do what I just did and read it, not be like, let me listen to what Tino has to say.
I started typing out my winners, losers, final thoughts, and I was like, I'll just go late.
I'm just going late. Screw it. I love it, though. Can't touch this 34, passing while intoxicated, 22. Dorian, you said you had notes on this one?
Yeah.
Can't touch this, after we just talked about them losing a bunch, they just kind of smacked around PWI. PWI is now.
Is that Can't touch his first win of the season?
Maybe.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
Huh.
Not Dr. Bro.
Buddy wrote something on here about PWI. We have a lot of injuries and missing some people. They're short people. Girls play great. Have to figure out defense better. Well, they don't have Tyson anymore, so that's why. Mm. Didn't play a good first half. Got into a better plan on second half, but it was too late. Can't touch this. Played a great game. We started to badly get ourselves back into the game or something. I don't know. I think he wrote that bad. But anyways, so that sounds like they're having roster problems.
Boy,
sad. No, I'm kidding.
No, you can't bitch about roster problems when you cut a bunch of good people from your roster that you won a championship with. So, like, fuck them.
Yeah, that is so weird, bro.
Well,
that
sucks. I wonder if, because I will put it this way too. When it comes to Ricky's teams, and the Hills say that he's not, you know, captaining it. But I mean, let's face it, the last captain wasn't doing anything because she's not been around in the league. So I think he thought he was probably going to grab people and be like, I've got these five people coming over. And
it didn't work out that way. Boy, you hate to see it.
Hate to see it.
And last but not least, TMA 42, Sticky Laces 27. Big win for TMA. Ooh. Tyson, how'd it go?
It was kind of back and forth in the first half, and then we started pulling away in the second.
But we were down.
Yeah. We were down, what? Touchdown or two, something like that.
Yeah, it was like 5 points at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then maybe.
Are you gonna talk about that girl's catch?
What girl's catch?
Yo, he gave me a look.
He's memorable.
Okay, so
she's a 64-year-old scarecrow. You can't better remember shit.
What girl?
The one who caught it with her legs.
Oh yeah, that was so much fun. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, it wasn't on her. I was like right there for her. It was like a 10-yard out or something, but it was a little low, and so she like reached down to get it, but she sort of popped it up, fell down, twisted around, and grabbed it with the back of her calves against her ass. Like it was like an incredible
catch.
She's
a contortionist.
She was like better than CeeDee Lamb. So yeah, I was like, "That's going on the podcast." So thanks for reminding me.
I got you.
I say a lot of things and then I forget them.
Can't confirm.
Ryan was slinging it. Larry, what, caught 2-3 touchdowns?
Yeah, we had Ryan back as QB, so that really helps because then we get Larry back on offense. Mm-hmm. So we're still missing Ricky, but I think he's out for the season.
I think so.
Yeah. What happened?
He hurt his hamstring?
He's having a tough time walking right
now.
Damn,
that sucks.
Don't get old, kids.
And he's really like our best guy on defense. That's why I'm like so thankful I got you because you work a lot like him through the middle. So I was like, oh, this is a tough loss.
I mean, what was it? Karen?
On our team?
Yeah.
Why am I blanking on the girls
the
on
guy,
our team?
The guy from who had the North Carolina shirt?
On our team?
Yes.
TMA? Oh, Kiernan.
Thank you.
I thought you were talking about a girl, there's no girl.
No,
panicking.
He played pretty well. He stopped a deep ball. Rich got a pick, so our defense was really set. It was just figuring it out offense a little bit.
Yeah, we didn't have Kiernan last week either, and then Rich will sometimes, when he comes on, or I'm sorry, Ryan, when he comes on, you know, defense too, that always kind of helps. And so
a lot of changeable players that can go offense, defense, and it makes it nice. You don't have to do so much.
Brent said something about Larry's hitch and go, and also about my, I got angry because we were down, and it just didn't feel like we should be down because Not So Sticky is like, you know, kind of like that team that, but honestly, Kyle, holy shit. Like, his balls arch like this. Like, I think I'm going to be able to pick that off. And then they are so, like, directly right behind
you. She should
know
we're not recording.
I know. Like, just describe it.
It's a good visual.
Thank you. It's like a hill, okay? But, like, genuinely, you're like, oh, I'll just pick this off. It's going to be so easy. And then it, like, plunks right behind you because it's so high up.
Yeah, he got me with one. That kid I was guarding with the hoodie, I covered him perfectly, and Kyle just put it right over me. Kyle threw some good balls.
Yeah, we got frustrated because we were down, and we were like, we shouldn't be down. So I got on the sideline at one point. I just
did an impassioned pump-up speech?
I yelled at Ryan, and I'm like, I think I was like, did I yell at Ryan, or did I say something like, because it was 4th and 1 or something? Or no, it was 5-0, or 5-1, so we needed a girl, but we were like midfield. So I'm just like, just doing a fucking go on the sideline. And then I started to go, but the defenseman came over, so I did a stop and go, and Ryan read that perfectly, and he got me on a ball that was, the safety had just started coming over.
Did you grab it?
No.
Look at you.
What the fuck? I caught everything. I did. I had a good game. But yeah, it was great because I snagged it, and then I was on the 1-yard line, and like everybody's like, yay! I was like, get in the hole, throw the next play! Because I'm like, I just wanted to score and get up because it was 10 seconds left in the half or something.
Love it.
But then we got away with it like in the second half. But it was close up. They were winning at one point.
Yeah, they were running in the first half, and we came back in the second.
They're not a bad team.
No.
I just think they need to put one or two more things together, and they'll be A-okay.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe not anymore, because all the fucking superstar teams at the top of this division, like the people sitting here currently.
Did they have a dude playing who wears lime green cleats? No, he wasn't there. I can see by your face he wasn't there.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
What, for Sticky?
Yeah. Mm. See, he's really good, but he's not there all the time. This dude with the lime green cleats.
Lime green cleats guy.
No clue what, red hair and lime green cleats. No clue what his name
is. Is he a Christmas tree?
What Christmas tree is lime green?
Tino's fucked up at the fields. He can be seen.
No, I'm dead ass. Dude wearing lime green cleats.
Mushrooms, Tino?
when we play him, I make sure I fucking lock him down because he's a good ass motherfucking player, dude. Like, if he was there all the time, like, they'd be.
Don't ever tell me you're not being on a podcast again.
It's also been great having Val back, too. Like, having, like, your core group of girls, and, like, and she's just always, she's such a good rusher. Oh my God. She had 2 sacks?
Yeah.
Or at least one. But I know
she. One or two.
Yeah. Did she start playing again?
Just this
week. Because I remember walking to the field, and she's like, I'm going to go shatter my ankle on this field now. Yeah. And I was like, oh God. I didn't know when she started.
Well, we're on the same team, so, you know.
Tyson's the one who broke her ankle in Breakfast Club last season.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
That's fine.
Loser of the week.
Yep.
You can't retroactively
look at the loser. I'm kidding.
All right. Well, that was the games this week. We're halfway through the season, which is, it goes by so fast.
Dude, wild, bro.
Really?
Wild.
Yeah. It's crazy, but it's cool, though. I mean, we still have a lot of fun, so can't really complain about it. Just can't believe how fast it goes. So, like I was telling you guys before, this is where we do our winners of the week. We'll go around, kind of give a winner of the week, and again, just come up with somebody. It can't be too hard. Make shit up. It doesn't even matter. You can name a person and be like, yeah, no, Gary Thomas on our team. He's really great. I wouldn't even know you're lying to me.
Then not.
Then we'll go around, do losers if you have anybody in particular. You don't have to actually name anybody if you don't have anything, and then we'll just do our final thoughts and get the fuck out of here. Doreen, winner of the week. Go.
Hi. I'm going with a couple people, but especially Laura. She came in from Sticky. She came in second in her fitness competition, which I'm sure like a lot of people might know from just being on social media and being like friends with her and everything. But it's just huge because she literally just had a baby like a year ago. And she's just like, I like love when women like come back and they're they're killing it on the field, and then they're doing crazy ass shit like that too. I barely rolled out of bed today. And another winner for me is Garrett, because he put together that cornhole tournament, and all the people who participated in the cornhole tournament too, you're all winners in my book, because that really extended the bar scene at the, you know, at the Rose Garden on Saturday, which is something we're constantly saying, like, come to the fields, you know, come and then stay after, you know, even if you only have like a drink or two, like at least see that camaraderie. And that was just fun. So he will be planning on doing one per session, he said. And we also talked about possibly moving it to a dart league in October. We might do one of those.
Nice,
so,
nice.
Sounds but great. Apparently I keep being told Mike Thomas has to be there for that.
Whatever.
Mike Thomas has to be there for
Mike Thomas can figure out his schedule whenever we figure it out, and he'll make it happen. So it'll be okay. Moving on, Dan, unfortunately, we go around the room like this, so you get to go next. So go nuts.
Winner of the week. Probably fucking Blue Ballers, right?
There you go. Yeah. Pat yourself on the
back.
Do it.
You're allowed to self-promote.
We're putting up some numbers on offense. Like I mentioned earlier, defense probably could use a little work. But we run man, and I feel like a lot of teams do that. So I think that throws some teams off.
Because we're old.
That's fair. Yeah, that's,
fuck that.
The 20-year-olds running no huddle want to know why people don't do man.
It seems to work for us, kinda. The one guy on your team kinda cooked us.
Trey Day.
Yeah, us, we're kinda putting up like, 07 Patriots numbers?
Yeah, 07 Patriots, great show on turf, all of them.
Yeah.
You say that, but you're not even the top scoring team in your
division. Yeah, we missed that one game, that's why.
Although I will say you are outscoring the Raw Milkers by 3 points, and they played 3 more games than you. So,
right, we did miss the first game. Like, yeah. Our courtroom missed the first game. I'll say that.
And we have 2 quarterbacks. We don't have a set quarterback every
week. That's true.
Do you guys feel cheated? Sounds wrong, but like bummed, because it's like, here we are. We got everything together last season. All right. We got to the playoffs. People had to go to Florida, whatever shit happens. And then,
fuck you, Kira.
Now you're like, let's rock and roll. This is our year. And then 2 teams show up out of essentially nowhere with Chargers and flying balls, and they're just
really fucking
good. And it's like, son of a bitch,
how
where
do
did
you
these
think
fuckers come from?
TMA feels about that too.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
well, yeah, it is a little tough, but gotta play
we'll
on your schedule.
See how it goes next week. We play one of those teams next week.
The Chargers.
Sounds like okay.
Beat them. That'd be fucking huge.
Maybe we'll set up some tripwires.
Yeah,
I'll help you out.
Another winner. I'll say it. Everyone here.
Yeah.
He's smart. He gets it.
This is like really cool. When I found like. So my coworker Lexi, shout out to Lexi also, by the way. She's on Eyes Downtown.
Lexi, she started on Bullet Club, my team. I love Lexi. She's
nice. When she was telling to me, she was showing me this website. I'm like, damn, they got power rankings. They got a fucking podcast. I'm like, I gotta be on that podcast. Yeah.
Now you are.
Thank you.
You're in the seat.
Okay. Happy to have you.
Fantastic. Tino, who's your winner of the week?
My winner is Maddie from the Puck Bunnies. I don't know what other team she plays for, but last week when I was reffing her game, she had some choice words for me. I was reffing. And,
what were those words, Tino?
It's all right. But she said some whack shit, and it's okay because it was the heated competition.
Cuss. Yeah. Breaking my balls.
Yeah, I know. Like, Maddie, you ain't got to break my balls. But
it's my favorite.
But it's all right. It was heated competition. I didn't hold it to her. But it was really cool, man, because I come back reffing them again. I'm like, here we go. And before the game even started, she came up to me. She shook my hand. She was like, look, I'm sorry about last week what I said. I was like, yo, it's all good. I ain't mad at you. But I was like, I really appreciate you saying it. Like, that was cool as hell that she did that. So, yeah. So you are my winner of the week, Maddie. Good for you.
Aww.
Yay, Maddie. PJ, you're up.
I've got to say, most of the Blue Ballers, but probably Florida Girl. She had like 100 catches, and
you know.
Sucking
up.
That's
a big sack. So
nobody's ever gonna learn her real name. She's Florida Girl.
Florida. Yeah, you get the reputation.
Uh-huh. I love every second of that. Next, you're up, Mike.
All right, I'll have to go. Obviously, Blue Ballers, more specifically PJ. I did not think the timeout at the end of half was a good idea, but ended up winning the game for us. So I'll give him winner of the week.
Thank you, Mike.
Tyson, who you got?
I would say, I know it's pretty cheesy, but
you're good.
You, aww. Doreen, Jeff, you. Garrett, everyone that goes to this,
I'll take it.
just because of the fact that, like, if I spoke to you or I haven't spoke to you, hopefully I passed across. I mean, I've met a lot of cool people, had a lot of great conversations, a lot of good laughs. So I do appreciate everyone that I come across and see and get to compete against. So cheers to all of you.
No.
Hell yeah.
I love it. My winners of the week. My winners of the week. Erica for doing all the stuff you told her she was going to do, QR codes and all that other jazz we'll talk about.
The QR codes are done, but yeah.
I'm going to say she did everything. I'm not going to say you did anything at this point.
That's fine.
I was going to have Tino as a loser for not showing up, but I crossed him out and put him under winner for showing up, which is fantastic.
Oh, thank
after
you.
He made me terrified that I wouldn't get to see him today, and now I got to.
Wow, so my God.
And you wore the hat, and I know that was on purpose.
honestly, Joe, it wasn't. I just didn't have time to do my hair.
The winner of the week. Yeah, oh, God. I don't want to see it. Fucking asshole. And I'm going to give a partial winner of the week so far to Dave Walter, Tom Hughes, because they were talking the other day. They want to do a Halloween Bowl. Obviously, the season does end a week earlier than usual, so it's kind of weird for us to do our little game after the games on the Saturday right before Halloween, where we all play a game in costume and do all the crazy shit. So they still want to organize it and still make it happen, and they're not the only ones. I know there's other people in the league that are like, I want to do Halloween Bowl, so let's like make it happen. And
dude, I have such a good costume for them.
We're going to have to see if we can play on the fields on the 26th, because I don't know like how insurance things work with the bar and all that stuff, but it's going to happen, so get your costumes ready. We're going to play a random draw Halloween stuff. It'll be super fun. Yeah, that's it for right now on that.
It's like a blind draw too, right?
Yeah, usually. Well, the original Drunk Bowl back in the day was Tommy Hughes Experience versus Santa's Secret Sauce. So they were the original like captains.
Yeah, like somebody lost a bet or something.
Oh no,
right?
they were just like, fuck it, let's just do a game where you gotta play with a beer in your hand, and if you score, the other team has to do shots because they allowed it to happen. So like, you know, it's a whole fucking shit show. But it was awesome. So then we were like, let's do it again in the fall, but this time in costume. And it was great. Like, that was when we would have, like, the ridiculous shit. Like, I think Val was Black Widow one year, and she was rushing, but she had little fake guns, so she would shoot at the quarterback, and if they hit the quarterback, it was a sack. We didn't care. We would just make ridiculous rules like that on the fly. So it's super fun. It's a good way to, like, basically say goodbye to the league until, you know, winter, the great thaw.
Yeah.
So
the great thaw.
We'll figure that part out. But, yeah, so that's it for right now. Let's go to losers.
Hi.
Doreen.
I'm going to go with
refs. Backyard.
Oh, fun. You know which bush is yours. I'm going to go with refs that commit and then kind of don't show up or, like, you know, aren't able to, you know, finish the game or they're not paying attention or we kind of had a couple scenarios that happened this past Saturday. And we just, you know, first thing first, we all always want to say, like, we appreciate the teams that are patient and understand that sometimes shit happens and everybody's doing their best. And, you know, I should have said also my winners of the week are the people who are just sitting there, they're playing a game, and then all of a sudden they're coming off the game, they're ready to go hit the bar, and we're like, we need a ref, and somebody runs over there and picks up a whistle. So it happens. We appreciate everybody's patience on it. We do not have, like, you know, referees that are coming from a company or anything like that. These are the same people in our, you know, what do you call it, in our league, or have been in our league, and we've got, you know, really solid crew, and there's just a few that we're still working stuff out with. But I do have to say that the refs that have been doing it a really long time, it's hard because you're social and your best friends are playing on the team and you want to fuck with them and you're messing around, and it's like, please remember to count down from 30 and please remember to pay attention to, like, the downs and watch the plays, because we had a couple situations where, like, our downfield judge was, like, at the line and didn't see a full-on tackle, and, you know, so just, yeah, I'll go with just ironing out some kinks with refs.
Hooray!
And I'll throw it to you.
Dan, you're up. Go.
Not too many else I can think of, but I guess I would go with me, because Jesse, like, stepped on my ankle when we were trying to run out. I also stepped on his ankle.
Like, for revenge?
No, we just were like, he was going this way, I was going that way, and I stepped on his ankle, and he stepped on my ankle simultaneously. So
for everybody at home, he made an X motion.
Unbelievable.
Yes, but I'll go with me then.
I love it. I love when people just call themselves a loser.
I know. We always said, that's so sweet, but you don't have to do that.
Tino, what you got? Cuz.
That's how you say it. Cuisine.
What?
Cuisine means.
Spell that.
Primo.
Primo. No, primo is Spanish. Cuisine, C-U-G-I-N-E.
Okay.
You are a cousin of me in Italian.
fucking shifty Sicilians.
No.
Him and Frank, you gotta watch.
Yeah, no. Nah, man, my losers, just look, man. I'm not trying to disparage our league, but let's keep it real. It is a buyer league. You know what I'm saying? It's not that deep. And when you lose sight of that through your behavior, you're a loser to me.
All right, I'm right fucking here. Just saying.
But I'll throw a little bit of loser on myself too, because Johnny Drama came out. just you know what I mean, just allowing some bullshit. I wasn't gonna come here and beep a bop, and I didn't go to the cornhole tournament because I was butthurt and whatever, man. But it's just like, look, guys, it's a buyer league at the end of the day. You know what I mean? And I want to win too. I don't like losing, but it's just like, yo, man, it's not that deep. So if you fucking lose sight of that, man, you're a fucking loser. And that's all I gotta say, man. You know what's kind of cool though? Even though I missed the cornhole tournament, I went home and I was like, you know what? The sun's out. I'm gonna go put up some free throws, just work on my release. You know what I mean?
How'd it go?
Nice.
It was cool because when I showed up, there was this drug dealer there, and he wanted to play one-on-one, so we played, and I won, and that was cool. And it's not even about me winning. It was just I got to get some work in, you know what I'm saying? And I got to put some shots up. It was kind of an even match because I just had no legs, but he was also stoned as a motherfucker. So and he could ball, too.
Why the fuck isn't there video of this? Oh, it
was. Did we need to know he was a drug dealer?
What was the point of that part?
Oh, because he kept trying to fucking sell me bud, and then he's trying to sell me lean, and I'm like, cuz, I'm good. You know what I mean? It's all good, baby. But,
what's lean?
Lean is it's cough liquid syrup. Heroin. Yeah.
What? It's cough syrup?
It's like, No, it's even more. It's literally like liquid heroin. It's like,
What are you kids doing these days?
Tell me about it. It's from the South. I don't know what they do now. You know?
Yeah. Dirty Sprite.
Dirty Sprite.
Yeah, I
love
all of this.
I'm
going
to Google this.
But it was cool because I got to...
I'm going to bed after this.
I got to put some work in on the court. So that was cool, even though I'm a cornhole attorney. But yeah, man, listen, man, it's a buyer league, bro. It's not that deep. You know what I mean? That's all I gotta say.
It's not, but it is. And you know that.
It's not that deep, Joe. You know what I'm saying? Like,
whoa,
listen.
Whoa.
You're right. I got a little hostile. You're right. But I was just about to say. No, but because, bro, if it was that deep, I wouldn't be shouting out Mike, PJ, and Dan right now. Y'all beat me, man. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even know.
I love you're taking my shit seriously all of a sudden. Like, I don't fuck with you nonstop.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
That's kind of on you, bro.
Joe is such a protagonist.
I come from the College of Leonard Alba. That's where I reside, and I'm good with that. PJ, what you got for a loser? I've got to get your girlfriend because you're already in trouble.
I've got a few.
Florida girl?
Florida. First one's our normal quarterback, Phil. We scored 40 without him, so.
That's a good point. Does he usually score 50 with him?
That's also a good point.
He's still a little salty. We still scored 40.
Yeah. Wait, was that the guy I called him. Gym class hero?
Yeah.
That would be. That was.
Next one, Tino for, 28-1.
I'll take it.
And then the last one, I got the Chargers for this upcoming week. So.
Ooh, nice.
A preemptive Charger thing. Didn't you yell at me earlier to not give them bold?
That was me.
I was the one who said, fuck them. I don't know who they are, but.
Yeah. You go find out.
Yeah.
All right, what you got?
I'm going to go lose the week. I love him, but Dom on our team, unfortunately, he missed the game of the week, so. And he wasn't there, so loser of the week.
Jackson, that's
He always wears a Fred Jackson jersey if you ever want to look for him.
He had a pick against TMA.
Yeah.
You guys won like 1,000. Thank you, Doreen.
Sorry.
It's all right. Tyson, who you got?
I'm going to say myself.
Never. I disagree.
No, because I remember distinctly because everyone called me a psycho after this. Where Kyle threw the ball to the sideline where everyone was, I just... saw ball, went to go get ball, and not even close, but like I just saw ball, and like Tino said, it's a bar league where I gotta tell myself to chill out a little bit. I just get so competitive, and I just go try to make a play. So, like, I got to remember people got to go to work the next day. So, I guess I'm the loser of the week.
I just literally, like, don't even remember this because you throw your body around on every play. So, for me, I probably just went like, Tyson doing Tyson things and just walked away.
Yeah, Corey came up to me. He's like, you're a literal psycho. I was like, thanks.
So, like, I don't think... Because this happens a lot, obviously, where you're like, people do say that line a lot. People go to work the next day, which they don't because it's usually Sunday. But anyway, jokes aside, like, everybody goes, oh, we go way too hard, and I got to remember what this is, and et cetera. But, like, when you're on the field and you go hard because, like you said, you see ball, that's how you react, that's how you're supposed to play. Right. It's not so much how you do play, like, the actual game where, like, you've seen ball, you're going to try to make a play on it. There's nothing wrong with that. It's how you act afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like, if you... People fuck up sometimes. Sometimes you're going for the ball, you don't see it, and maybe you take somebody out on accident, like whatever.
And accidentally punch them in the face when you're just trying
to make it. You don't fucking do that by accident. I'm sick of you saying that shit. But for real, like it really comes down to like how you react in the moment afterwards. If you're just like, well, fuck them, they shouldn't have been in the way, then you can go fuck yourself, you're the loser of the week. But if you're like, oh shit, my bad, I was focused on the game, like, you know, if you're like a nice person afterwards or like off the field, whatever, that's where it like comes into play. It's like, all right, that was my bad. I was just in the moment. I didn't see you. I'm sorry. If you can own your shit like that, like right away, nobody's going to be like, if that happens on the field, right away, everybody on your team, the opposite team's going to be like, I'm going to beat up that motherfucker. Oh, he's being cool about it. Fuck it. All right. He just fucked up. Right. We've all been there, whatever.
Right.
But if you're a dick about it afterwards, all right, then it's like, all right.
But also, what's the score? Because it's like you're winning by like 40, like chill the fuck out too. Because some of us have to go to work the next day.
Okay. That's true. Thank you. Again, not your point. You had your point. Thank you again.
Had to counter your point.
But I guess it's my turn now, actually. This wasn't even my moment. I took his moment, so.
That's fine.
My losers of the week are the winners of the week that I gave to Dave and Tom because I have Bills season tickets with them, and they're the ones that made me leave the fucking game early yesterday. I hate leaving games early.
We didn't. We stayed.
I hate it so goddamn much. Leaving early is the worst thing in the world because of what happened. The only way I'm justifying it is like some sort of butterfly effect thing that had that not happened, then maybe we don't win. So like that's the best I got for myself right now.
It seemed like Josh was pretty fired up.
Well, that's what I mean. All right, we're not going to get into Bill's talk.
We can't.
We can't. No, because we're already at an hour and a half.
Love you, Josh.
Whatever. Love you, Josh. And then my other one's Doreen because I didn't have to wait this long for beers with Andrew Kisak behind the counter. And we're on to our final thoughts of the day. Doreen, you got anything?
Yeah, my final thoughts are Joe K is my loser now.
That's fine.
Okay, we just, we already talked about it, but like hopefully trying to do a dart tournament in October. So just trying to do that. And then just a gentle reminder that there's only a few more probably nice sunny days before it gets cold. So stay after because you're not going to have that much time.
Yeah, Blue Ballers. Why the hell aren't you guys at the bar?
We did go last week.
Ah, really? God damn, I didn't see either. I was too busy.
Why not this week?
Jesse and Mike will go usually.
That's cool. Well, if you guys see me now, we kind of know each other. Come say hi. We'll see what's like, up. It's the best part. Man, there's a bunny here. I forgot about that. We forgot about
that.
That
isn't a bunny. That's look at the size of that thing.
All right, focus.
Oh, got anything else? But it's a cute bunny. No, just, you know, show up after. Come hang out. I know it's expensive, but I actually did bring, PJ can attest, I own Wegman Seltzers, actual just water. I drank several of them so that I could still be social and hang out at the bar without drinking because I didn't feel like spending $6 on a beer. So I get it, right? Mm-hmm. But also everybody was very concerned for my health because they thought something was wrong. It's like, I'm not sick or pregnant. I cannot drink sometimes, believe it or not.
Oh.
Thoughts?
I don't believe that.
I know.
I don't believe that.
No.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Spam.
That's sorry. Well, there's that. Dan, your final thought, my friend. Whatever you want it to be, go nuts.
Let's see. I already shout out Lexi. I called Jesse out for stepping on my ankle. Yeah, thank you for having me. This is really cool, and I'll start listening. I haven't listened to this before. I'll start listening now. I'll definitely listen to this one.
A lot of people usually just like skip to their section and then, you know, winners, losers, final.
Right. I get that. That's fine.
I would do it.
Tino, finals, let's go.
Renowned psychologist Carl Jung spoke of a theory that he coined synchronicities. And it was basically like, if you're noticing repetitive patterns or signs or something, you're like, maybe you spoke about someone and then you saw them the next day, something like that. There was a day after the podcast a couple weeks ago, I saw two TSLers and the girl that was making my latte talked about a third. And I took those all as synchronicities that, like, I'm just blessed that the TSL is to be in my path in life. Because the synchronicities are basically when you see them, you know, you're at the right place at the right time. Things are coming together, you know what I'm saying? For instance, I was out with my man Twan Crosby. He plays on Bridget and Quit It. I was out with my man Twan on Saturday. Twan had a Hey Arnold jacket on, and I'm looking at Tyson's sweatshirt. Is it a Hey Arnold sweatshirt?
There we go.
You know, the synchronicities be a lot of different things. Sometimes I see does at times in my life when I'm just feeling like erratic, when I'm in my Johnny Drama moments. And on the way here, I saw a doe literally on Oak Grove, like grazing by the street pole right where the street is. So yeah, man, synchronicities, bro. So I'm just blessed to be part of the TSL, man.
So cute. I think it's also called conscious bias too. I think I've heard of that too.
Interesting.
Yeah, like if you are thinking about buying a white GMC Arcadia, all of a sudden that's all you'll see.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's actually a really cool.
Your thoughts concept. Are manifest.
Uh-huh.
Recently, I saw a license plate that started with LTA.
Yeah.
Like Lenny T.
Aww,
and yeah. I like noticed it, and then ever since then, that's all I see.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That might just be him fucking with me, though. So that's a different
thing. Oh, the amount of times I see like the numbers, like 11 and 44, which yep. always associated with Vermeer, and just everything orange, Syracuse. Oh, and I had this wild thing that happened. I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but for some of you guys that are newer, this league's technically been around for about 28 years, something like that. It like started with the Buffalo Social Club. It moved to this guy Topper, who started it over at like this Westfield. Guy, this Topper. Guy's Topper. It's the abridged version. And we started at like Westfield's in the back of there was like baseball diamonds back there. There was too many children, so we weren't allowed to play there anymore. So then we had to move it to the Rose Garden, which was like 99. And then a few years in, it was this guy Ramir, and I got real close with him, and unfortunately he passed in 2020, but he passed 1 year after we lost Lenny, who was like a co-founder of the league basically, and you know, we all partied together and everything. But shortly after Ramir had passed, I remember somebody saw Cardinal and they were like, oh, it could be Ramir.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, I know, somebody says that cardinals are a sign of, you know, somebody from heaven. That's not Ramir, though. I was like, Ramir wouldn't be a cardinal. They're yeah. like too demure. He'd be like a fucking blue jay. Those things are so like big and yeah. colorful, and yeah. they're very loud.
Yeah.
And I drove home and walked up, and there was a blue jay sitting on the top of like
yeah.
My post right there, and yeah. I didn't move for like 7 minutes. Yeah. Like I was like shaking.
It just hits you, yeah.
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 So I was like, is that conscious bias? Or, and I'm like, no, I never see blue jays. It's so rare right. to see them, you know? And I was like, of course I instantly like go in and I'm like crying or
you're,
whatever.
You're just, you're in harmony. Your life is in harmony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were here prior to the podcast starting, these guys can attest there's nothing harmonious about the start of the podcast. I had 5 children, a dog, like everything was chaotic. So.
And then Tim came in and everything got fine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting how that
Tim's
works.
The best.
That's why you marry up, kids.
It's not like you can marry down, Dorian.
No, but he did.
He's a good man.
Yeah.
He's a good man. PJ, you're up. Let's go. Let's get your final thought out.
Just thanks for having me. I don't got much to say other than that.
You're good, my guy. It's all good.
Well,
Mike, what do you got that one? Be yeah, better no. than that. Beat that. Nope.
You better beat that. All right. Yeah, thanks for letting me on the podcast. Maybe I'll be a future podcast host in my day. And yeah, go Blue Ballers. Let's get this win this week.
It's a big game. Tyson and the bunny.
Winston.
Again, like everyone said, thank you guys for hosting us. I just gotta say, everybody go out, compete this week, and go get a win. Best you can.
Same.
Good luck. Everybody have a blessed day.
Woo! Alright, so my final thought, it's a play off my final thought from last week, where I was, you know, kind of just explaining, like, life took a really hard fucking 90-degree turn on old Joe K, and you know, I had to go over, like, my grandma passed away and, like, you know, it's going through relationship stuff, all that jazz. And it's just a shout-out to everybody who, like, listened, and
what the fuck is going on? It was like a kamikaze. Mother was over here killing themselves.
It killed itself. Twice. It didn't work the first time.
Cool. Dickhead moths. Anyway, what the flying fuck?
I feel like that was Lenny.
Yeah, right? You're not kidding. So anyway, the point I was trying to make is like I put out the podcast literally like Monday night because I stayed here and talked to Doreen for a little bit and I just kind of uploaded it while we were chatting. And I think it was by like noon on Tuesday, like three or four random people messaged me to be like, oh man, you know, like just giving me like, I don't know, words of encouragement or being really cool and whatever. Love. Yeah, all this like good people shit that good people do. And not exactly what I was going for when I was like, oh no, my grandma died. Oh no, Chelsea, what the fuck? And they still came out and did it when they didn't have to. And just like, it goes to show you again, every time we say like, this is a little family that just plays football in between getting drunk together. Yeah, it was just really touchy. So whatever they want to do. I'm not even sure he's old enough to drink.
I'm 21. I can't.
Allegedly.
Shit, but I didn't even think to ask that.
Once we win the D6, I'll have a drink with everybody.
Easy. There we go.
Nope, it's on record. Fuck him. But yeah, no, it was just really awesome. I don't really need to name names because I don't think anybody was looking for like fanfare for just being a good human. But thank you to everybody who kind of just like reached out and did stuff they didn't have to and go the extra mile. It just goes to show you like the good people that are here and they're listening and they give a fuck, and that's always really, really cool. So that's why I love this league. That's why I spend hours talking with strangers about fucking a co-ed touch football league, but it's the best thing in the world.
They're not strangers anymore.
No, but they were coming into here. We're good here. So that's it. Thank you, everybody, for listening, or more aptly, skipping to the part of the podcast where we talk about your game for 14 seconds and then maybe listening to other bits and pieces of it. Thank you, various blue ballers, for being here. It's really awesome that you guys are here. Win and come back and gloat.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks for having us.
Maybe you'll roll fucking seven deep next time, but that'll be okay.
It could be fun if they win against Chargers. I would love to get Miles in one of them.
Yeah, that'd be great. Because Miles was supposed to be. Oh yeah, Miles would be so sad.
He said it would be next week. So. He did say.
Well, I guess I can't wait to see that one. There we go.
He don't need to know.
You guys were awesome. Thank you for showing up and coming in droves, and I appreciate new people being on here. That's kind of like the point, to get you guys more involved and doing stuff. So I do appreciate you guys. You're way younger than the rest of us, so like, you got this.
Thank you. Make that point to, you know.
Doreen's going
to
die soon, so we need more people.
Jesus Christ.
Bitch, you're eternal. We know that.
Too mean to die.
Tyson, thank you for coming here.
I appreciate you.
You're a great dude. Thank you again for doing all your QR code stuff. And Erica, thank you for sitting through this the whole time. Like, you just showed up, you brought a bunny, and you just kind of chilled the fuck out. And I love every second of it, so thank you for all the contributions you're going to make in the future when we put you to work.
And let a lot of the like other newer teams, you know, let them come
we're
up.
We're gunning for it, right?
Come up and talk to us and get out, you know.
I feel
email
like it's
Jeff.
More on us at this point.
It's on us.
You're supposed to be the Sunshine Committee.
First of all, Sal now has a girlfriend and he does not participate in the Sunshine Committee.
I know.
He used to.
Right.
I think I would like to nominate Shirtless Chris as a new Sunshine Committee.
Why?
Person. Because he's always so sunshiny.
He's always, is he?
Yes.
You think that's sunshiny?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
I don't know what that means.
You made me question it. talking about manifestation too. He was that morning. I saw him before the cornhole tournament, and he goes, oh, he's like, are you going to be in the cornhole tournament? I was like, yeah. He goes, we're going to be partners and we'll win this thing.
Jordan, do you know who won, by the way?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was two random dudes that don't belong to our fucking league.
Wow.
They showed up at the Rose Garden.
They really like cornhole.
Yeah. Fuck those guys. But no, it was fine. And then I think Buddy was second place, and then me and Shirtless Chris were third. But I ended up, you know, when we were blind drawing, like I was like, that was like he manifested
yeah,
that.
Totally.
That's so wild.
Yeah, totally.
I was like, holy shit.
That's
but crazy. Yeah, so if we could get like new people that are in the league to come on, and also just to like, you know, be at the bar. But and people, if they don't want to come on the podcast but they want us to talk more about their teams, feel free to send updates to us.
True enough.
I give out my numbers to young strange men.
Confirm. Okay, well, thank you for hijacking my goodbye, because, like,
you're... I ended it on a very funny note.
Your ADHD fucking went wild there.
I know, I'm having a bad day.
I think it's a good day. It's funny. Like I said, though, thank you guys for taking the time out of your day. I know this was longer, probably, than you expected, but it's a lot to set up. You kind of saw that. It's fine. But you guys are great. I think you did all did a great job, and I appreciate all you for doing this, and that's, you know, that's why the league rules, because of people like you who just are like, fuck it, let's do it. This is super fun. And... you know, good luck against your games against the Chargers, and I don't even know the fuck TMA is playing, but you guys
have got a doubleheader.
Yeah, don't
we do?
Yes.
Don't fuck it up. With that, I am Joe K. Thank you, everybody out there listening. This was a good one. Yeah, fuck it. We'll just see you guys at the fields. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.